Hello, everyone. This is the TSA Telegram. Hello, I'm Pepper McCormick, your state TSA president, and I'm here with a lot of our advisors for an advisors podcast. If everyone would like to go around and say who they are and what county they are affiliated with, I would love that.
I'm Rex Rush. I am the advisor at Hunterd High School in Wetzel County, and I'm also alumni of the TSA back in the 90s, the greatest decade ever.
I am Jenny McCormick from Calhoun Gilmer Career Center.
Hi, friends. I'm Little John, also from Calhoun Gilmer Career Center.
I'm Jess Ramsey from Clay County Middle School and High School, and I'm also an alumni of this organization, but not quite back as far as Rick.
I'm Nicole Shipman. I'm the state advisor, but I also have been the past advisor at John Marshall High School in Marshall County.
I am Ashley Cunningham. I have zero TSA high school TSA experience under my belt when I was in school. However, I'm from Tyler County and have been there for about 5 years.
Alrighty, thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it. So what I'd like to start off today with is, how was it starting up your first TSA chapter, and what was it like either taking over the chapter, starting the chapter, trying to get more kids involved? How was that struggle, or how was that treat of a experience?
So whenever I stepped into the TSA program at Tyler, it was a pretty high ranking program. The teacher that was here before me was here for several years. He was here whenever I was in high school here. He had a lot of success with the program. Stepping into it, I guess I had some big shoes to fill, which is easy because I have big feet, so it was fine. No, for real though, I struggled because I did not know what I didn't really know what TSA was whenever I started here. I was in FFA when I was in school, so I didn't have any experience. There was a lot of texting to other advisors and to SHIP, and a lot of freakouts and a lot of kids keeping me calm. And I think that if you step into a position that has a successful TSA chapter, you need to rely on the students that come with it, and really humble yourself and let them take the reins when you need them to.
I think that's fantastic advice from Ashley right there, that you do need to take a look at what your kids bring to the table. All CTSOs have that ability to allow kids to exhibit their leadership skills, and giving them the opportunity to try that leadership, especially if they've been there and you haven't. They really do have a lot of great resources at their, and they're not afraid to ask questions. And she did text a lot. That's not a giggle. That really did happen. I actually nicknamed her the rookie that year because it was like every night I got a new text. But over time, I knew that those texts, she was wanting to learn and she was growing into our organization. And I think that's important.
So we started a chapter. We started the Calhoun Middle School chapter a couple of years back. One of the things that I'll say about is, you really realize how much of a family TSA is. We got so much help, especially from our neighboring chapter in Clay, and Jess down there helping us with the organization and understanding what to do. I also helped. I had Mrs. Mack looking after me as well, and she was doing all the paperwork. My experience was that it was a very smooth introduction, and I really, really enjoyed the first couple of years when I was the middle school advisor.
I would say whenever we revived the Hunterd High School chapter, we were pretty prominent back in the early 90s and 2000s, and we did a lot of competing, and we're very successful. When I actually came back to Hunterd High School after teaching at Fairmont Senior High School for 5 years, I come back. Taught there a couple years, and of course my buddies Sean and Jeremy Kelch said, hey, why don't we start the chapter up again and let's get some kids involved and compete at TSA. And so we did. We had about 15 members that first year, and then as the success of the chapter went, the more the numbers grew, and then we decided we'll branch out to the middle school. So we've never had a middle school chapter ever in any school history at Longdrain Middle School, so we brought that up. Start off with about, 10 kids again, and then it's continued to grow over the last few years. And it's really enjoyable to see the state conference back at the powerhouse state that it used to be. And I think we're at that level, if not higher now, because I know you know, it was teetering there for a while before Ship come in there and helped things move along in a positive way. And I'm very grateful for that because it's something that I greatly enjoyed whenever I was in high school. And I hope my daughter and all my kids that I teach enjoyed as well as I did.
I was fortunate enough to kind of step into a program I'd been working with when I came at Clay. I started helping with the middle school, and then when the high school advisor program opened, or high school program opened, I was able to step in as the advisor there and ended up with both the middle school and the high school. But it's been a fairly easy transition. It's just you have to kind of keep yourself organized and stay on top of it. But the fortunate thing about West Virginia TSA is when we say we're a family, that's not just a saying, it's a true statement. And our advisors are great to help each other, support each other. Ms. Shipman's great to help and support and do whatever we need. So that's one of the blessings about this organization, is to help. You can get help not just from your kids, but about any advisor in the state is willing to help you do whatever you need.
That is absolutely fantastic. And I know that a lot of our new advisors will want to hear that, and a lot of our old advisors will definitely relate to that. So I was in a podcast with Ms. Cunningham here, and we were talking about how to choose a competition and really looking at what your advisor's good at and what your students are good at. Is there anything that your schools really focus on? Where do you lean towards whenever you're choosing your competitions?
You play on the strengths of your kids at the very first, and whatever curriculum you're teaching. I mean, we are very fortunate at our school that we have, you know, at least three teachers that are passionate about TSA. Then we are at different curriculums and different aspects of TSA as far as projects go. Because, you know, unlike any other organization, you've got 32 different events you can compete in. And there's so much, a wide variety of things you can do, anywhere from public speaking to, you know, building robots and architectural models and drafting and things of that nature. So, where we're fortunate is that we each bring a little something to the table. And if our kids are successful in our classes, that's how we choose. You know, if I've got a good drafting student, they're going to compete in the CAD competitions. If we've got, you know, good students that build dragsters, I mean, I built those when I was in high school. I went to Nationals when I was in high school with that. So, you know, we're taking on the dragsters. So anything that, you know, we can add to the table that our students can feed off of, that's our success. So we just feed the students the information and what we know, and then they take it and fly with it.
I would absolutely second that. And just, you go with what you know, what your students are capable of doing, and you don't ever stop them from trying something new. I mean, you might have to reach out and get help for questions, or give them someone to contact to get questions or have their questions answered. But you don't ever shy away from something just because you're not sure. Let them try. You never know what might happen. We had a kid who placed in top 10 at Nationals, an event I'd never even approached this past year, was scared to death of, still not real sure of, but that kid figured it out and ran with it. So a lot of it is just based on what the students, you let them play to their strengths and just support.
I agree with Jess. If a student looks through the information that's online and they find something that they think is going to be near and dear to their heart, let them do it. Let them try it. It is their competition. Let them get out there and spread their wings and fly with it.
I think it's important we don't ever discourage kids from trying something new. You know, this is the safest possible environment for our kids to try and learn new things. You know, whether they're, the version of success comes in making those experiences, taking chances, and no, you might not all walk out with that first place trophy. And that's okay, because each day we're going to put kids into the world and into our job markets here in West Virginia that have skills and talents that maybe many of their classmates don't have because they took a chance and tried to learn something new today.
I'd like to echo what Ms. Shipman just said there. Sometimes the kids want to do what they're comfortable with, and I feel like as an advisor, we've got to stretch them and offer them other things to, so that there is a challenge. It's a beautiful, safe environment for them to experiment in and to get things wrong and make mistakes. And that's what the competition should be about, giving them an opportunity to try new things.
I think what you guys said is like really good. You guys are really out here supporting our students, supporting our members, and I'm pretty sure all of the alumni and all of the current members can really attest to everything that's going on. Since we had our state conference virtual last year, what's a state conference going to look like for these advisors that are pretty new to our program and have only experienced the online virtual one?
We have no idea. I would love to say that it's going to look like what it used to look like or what it's going to look like. We have no idea. We have no idea because we are still in that fluid state of planning and knowing. What we do know is that kids will get a chance to compete in whatever form that we are capable of offering via, you know, the guidelines offered by the State Department. And I'm going to answer this question fully for you guys because we don't have an idea. But what I can tell you is kids are going to get a chance to compete. They're going to get a chance to showcase themselves and their projects. They're going to get judged. Those judges are going to give us feedback, and we're going to do some kind of awards. You know, while we would love to be fully in person, we can't make that guarantee because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And it's a phenomenal feeling to be able to say, you know, we know that we can offer something that our kids can be involved in. And I think that's what's important. We're going to do something, and we're going to make sure these kids have a place to compete and exhibit their skills.
It'll be a good experience either way we look at it, because kids will, if we do get to have some kids down there, I'm hoping we get to have all of our kids, but if we are at a modified number of kids, they're still going to get that experience of being around kids from around the state. They're going to get that networking. They're going to, you know, make friends, make connections, and, you know, with today's society and social media, I mean, these kids will, they'll follow each other and I mean, it's just a part of the experience, and I think it's one of the better parts of the experience is for the kids to, you know, see people other than just what they see at, you know, one of my little schools, or, you know, to talk with kids from maybe university high school where there's 1,000 kids. It's just a good experience.
I think that's true. I'm really looking forward to getting back to an in-person conference, but the virtual conference last year was so much fun in itself. We had 3 days where not only did the kids get to compete virtually, but all the other students in the school got to see the virtual conference, and it was a great selling point for our TSA chapter.
I'd like to just jump in real quick, and Ms. McCormick mentioned something about the rules, and I'll say, as an advisor, the most important thing you can do for your kids is tell them to read the rules carefully. And when they think they've read them once, read them 17 more times, because those rules are stickler at nationals, and that is exactly what they'll go by.
So we're talking about how virtual conference was and like how we kind of want to go back, and those are some pretty difficult things. But honestly, what is the most difficult thing as an advisor? What's something that people should be aware of whenever they do become an advisor for TSA?
You will not sleep at state conference. It doesn't happen. Sorry. Just putting it out there.
You have lots of late nights. Yep. You're full bore from 7:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock at night. I mean, it's... Yep.
If you're a middle school advisor especially, that first night, they do not sleep. Third night, they crash. First night, they don't sleep. But on a serious note, it's you just need to be able to roll with the punches. Because things are going to change and stuff's going to happen. Something's going to break. Just be flexible and ready to roll and you'll be fine.
I mean, you got to be, I mean, honestly, you have to be fluid. I mean, you can't be uptight about things. And usually, you know, we're all friends. If something happens, something breaks, you know, one of us has got the equipment to help you out and try to get you going for your projects for your kids.
Just realize that it is okay your first year to cry into a bucket of ice cream. It is fine.
It is true. I do keep a bucket of ice cream in the office.
It is fine. And whenever you finish, wipe your tears and
eat the ice cream.
And eat the ice cream.
Salted caramel, but not real salt.
That is a true story. Ashley was sobbing in the office. I was like, you want an ice cream? She's like, yes. I'm only giggling because that was great. Forgot about that.
That was terrible.
I can't even begin to talk about the statement, roll with whatever happens. You know, it does not matter. We are the Technology Student Association, and some of the things that happen at state conference are especially things that are completely out of our control. Today, we're working here at the school trying to do podcasts, and the power goes out for 3 or 4 hours. And we had to wait, and we got to network a little bit, and we got to talk to one another. we're at state conference 1 year, and we hear this big loud crash. I yell across, "What did you do?" And the boy goes, "There's a goose in the power line." I said, "Get in the van. We're going to dinner." Do not get so uptight and so intent that everything has to be perfect, because there is no version of perfect in our world. And the more that you roll with the punches and you can laugh at the things that do happen. And I guarantee every one of us in this room, we could have a whole podcast of nothing but great Cedar Lakes, oh my goodness, tales, because that right there, roll with the punches.
When Nicole calls you at 11:30 at night, "I need your truck to move a whole chapter to a new cabin."
Didn't do that. There's a podcast for you guys right there.
So speaking of that, we talked a lot about what advisors should be prepared for, what advisors should be thinking about, what they should be looking out for. Let's turn on to something that's going to be a lot more fun. What has been one of your favorite state conference memories? Like, if you can just pick out something, just whatever you can think of.
I'm taking first. I'm sorry. Proud mom moment. This is not even my own child. We were sitting in the final session. One of my students was, I don't want to say elected because she was not happy about this, but we didn't have a whole lot of officer candidates that year. She ran last minute, went on, was going to be the state secretary. Well, anybody that knows TSA knows that at the closing ceremony of a state conference, the state secretary gets on stage and has to lead the delegation in the creed. And typically, the state secretary at that meeting, because she's brand new or he's brand new, doesn't know the creed, and they pick it up off the thing and they read it off the paper. And I remember this little girl who was a shy, quiet little sophomore in my class gets up on stage, looks out across the whole entire delegation, about 200 people, looks down at me, gives me a little bit of a little bit of a wink, a little bit of a grin, and says, "I believe that technology education holds an important place in my..." And blasted it like she was a preacher straight out of whatever church of heaven was just about. I cried. I sobbed like a 2-year-old. That was my greatest moment. That was my greatest success as a teacher, my greatest moment, because here was my shy little tiny kid who then ended up becoming a state president. So I just, forever in my life, that was one of the most important moments of state conference to me.
I think one of my favorite moments was on my first ever state conference. We had a team in forensics, and they went in and they processed the scene of crimes, and then the team wouldn't leave the room until the judge had signed for their evidence following the chain of custody. So, and I remember the judge being very, very impressed, and I just thought it was one of the nicest things I'd seen.
I have a couple. My gosh. So one of my favorite things was whenever I had two students that participated in tech problem solving. For years, they tried. Well, then the last year that they tried, they came literally sprinting back to their cabin and tackled me and said, "We think we won." They did win, but it wasn't the fact that they won that made that the best moment. It was the fact that they knew that they worked hard and practiced and realized that their determination brought them success. And that was probably my favorite moment.
I'd have to say one of mine was the first time we won the Outstanding Chapter Award, the first time. And we had a good group of kids. We really weren't expecting to do anything like that. We just had kids that were very passionate about the projects, and we're sitting there on that awards day, and they keep announcing our kids, first place, second place, or third place, and it just kept going on down the line. I was like, I thought to myself, holy cow. I said, you know, here we are. We're in the running for this. I said, and I can see the kids getting more excited, And I look over at our chapter president, and he's about ready to bust out of his seat. I mean, he's a real eccentric guy anyway. And he's, and so, of course, the last thing of the award assembly, then when Nicole announces the places and starts with third and second, and I thought he was going to launch out of that seat like a rocket because he knew that we had to be the next one around. And she announced that. I think he flew up on stage to grab that trophy and or the plaque and bring it down to us. So that was probably one of our my proudest moments as an overall chapter. And, you know, those moments like that, you it's hard to replace. So it's a good time.
Clay Middle was fortunate enough to go about 9 years. I think we had a 9-year streak up until last past year of winning outstanding chapter for middle school. And the first or second year we won was when they were doing renovations on the assembly hall. We were all up in the cafeteria dining hall doing the award ceremony, and the kids were sitting at tables, and you know, we had told our kids how to what their expectations were in general sessions and such, and all of our kids all of a sudden look over and they're chewing gum and like wadding up wrappers everywhere, and I'm like, what are you doing? Of course, we had been had quite a few first place trophies on our table, and the kids were pretty excited, and they thought they had it in the bag, and our president's shoe had come apart from his sole while he was sitting there, and I don't know how or what had happened, but they were chewing gum to give him gum because he was going up to get that trophy, and they didn't want his shoe to fall apart. So, you know, it's when those crazy little kids do these goofball things because they're so excited that they don't want their team members to look bad. Even like, you know, kids that may not even talk to each other at school during the day are out playing ball with each other in the afternoon here at a TSA conference because it's a different environment and they just bond. But yeah, they were chewing gum so his shoe would not fall apart in front of the state delegation.
So I think that every year there's a great experience. I just can't pinpoint one. Like, I love it when a kid has worked really hard on a project and then they get announced, even as like third place, their faces just beam as they go across the stage. And it's something that not all of our kids in our rural area get an get a chance to do. So letting them get out there and participate in something and feel successful. This past year, we had a student who had never won anything, and he was so excited to get to hold that trophy and get his picture taken so he could show his mom.
And I will say this, on a national standpoint, nothing is cooler in the world than hearing your kids called to get on stage as a finalist until they actually get a trophy in their hands, and then you about lose it. But I had one student who worked his hind end off on a children's storybook for years, and he put more effort into these books than anyone I've ever seen in my life. And when he finalized, he didn't even know he had placed yet, but when he finalized, his face, if you could pinpoint one moment for TSA that makes it in this life, I would take that moment even over our national champions because the work he put in, and he just was so excited.
These are definitely some very emotional and encouraging stories that all of you guys told us. I want to thank you all for being here and being our TSA advisors. We are so excited to have up-and-coming advisors, to have new advisors, to have old advisors. We are so glad to have you because you guys really help make TSA what it is for these students. Thank you all very much. And thank you all for listening to the TSA Telegram.